This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, this is all, of course, this is the backdrop of 3 days away from the first general election debate of the 2016 race, moderated by our own Lester Holt. It's going to take place about 30 miles from our studios at Long Island's Hofstra University. And though both candidates claim New York is their home turf, their debate preps could not be more different. Oh, yeah. Aides to Hillary Clinton tell NBC News that they are ready for the, quote, different Trumps that might show up, including the one that could hurl very personal insults. They're also playing some mind games with the audience, sharing that billionaire businessman and antagonist of Donald Trump, Mark Cuban. Cuban tweeted last night, just got a front row seat to watch Hillary Clinton overwhelm Donald Trump at the humbling at Hofstra on Monday. It is on. See, I just wouldn't do that.
That's very Cuban, though.
I just wouldn't do that. Yeah, Mark Cuban.
He's
okay.
A piece of work, isn't he?
You know, run for president. See how much fun you have.
Oh my God, we're going to be here in 3 years talking about Mark Cuban's primary campaign.
Fantastic. Well, I can tell you, he thinks it's going to be fun. It's not. Here's some of what Cuban told us about how Clinton should take on Trump.
He goes nuts when somebody thinks he isn't smart. There's a reason why he always mentions where he went to school. There's a reason why he needs to have his ego stroked. He doesn't have confidence in his own intellectual ability, apparently. What I would tell her to do is smirk a lot at his answers. You know, I know they tell them not to react at all, but in Donald's case, he's going to notice if she's shaking her head. You know, he's like a schoolboy, right? And if she's smiling at his answers, rolling her eyes every now and not a lot, because you can't be over the top. But that will get to him, because again, if you question his intellectual ability, that drives him nuts.
Thank you so much. I'm not sure why we did that. I'm sorry to our viewers. I'll take the credit. A Clinton spokes what?
One of the things Trump is doing, and Nicole and others know this, he is consolidating Republican support. Mm-hmm. This was inevitable, and I think what Governor Dean is getting at, and even Donnie, this was going to happen. It makes it even more critical and imperative that the coalition that was achieved by Obama in both 12 and 8, mm-hmm. that has to be a central focus. I appreciate Mark Cuban's recommendations, but I hope the campaign is focused very squarely and clearly on what needs to be done to remind Democrats what the Supreme Court will look like over the next 4 years if there's not an exciting what civil rights legislation and laws will look like over the next 4 to 8 years, what environmental regulations and laws will look like over the next 4 to 8 years, and what kind of commitment will the country make to public education over the next 4 to 8 years. That's what's at stake for Democrats who think about Gary Johnson or even a Jill Stein. There are huge stakes at place here. That's what the focus has to be on as we head into these final 50 or so days.
And Alex brings up a good point, because Trump is so reactive, you know, with tweets and, I mean, just anything that bugs him, he blurts. And they have this Mark Cuban guy sitting in the front row.
A billionaire that bugs him. That's the Clinton strategy.
By the way, if Mark has an episode next to him, I'm very happy to be right there. The only thing would piss Trump off more than seeing Cuban in the front row would be seeing me in the front row.
Okay, well, maybe they ought to call you, Donnie. But anybody would get pissed off seeing you in the front row. All right, a Clinton.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
going on. Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. You want to get involved in the conversation, your opinion counts here, you know. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. This has been a long time coming. Trevor Loudon and I have kind of been chasing each other down for the last couple of years to have an opportunity to get an update on his most released book here. We've talked before on several occasions regarding his earlier book, Barack Obama and the Enemies Within. He's followed it up with The Enemies Within, which has just been released, Communist, Socialist, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. Trevor has become quite the socialism expert, and as I mentioned, the author of these two books, an extensively footnoted expose of the rapidly unfolding Marxist jihadi takeover of the United States legislative branch. Did you hear me? This is most incredible. It is a takeover of our government, and this has been happening while we're sleeping. Trevor Loudon, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. How are you?
Oh, look, always great to catch up, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I first of all want to give you an opportunity. We had this conversation, it's been probably a couple of years ago. Somebody hears of Trevor Loudon and says, well, he's a New Zealand author. Why would somebody from New Zealand care about what's going on here in the United States?
Well, it's pretty simple. You know, the whole world, the freedom of every country depends on the freedom of America. You know, my country was saved from invasion in World War II. By the Japanese army, by your uncles and grandfathers, you know, at Guadalcanal and the Coral Sea and Midway. So if you look at the world today, Russia's getting stronger, China's getting stronger, Iran's getting stronger, the bad guys are all getting stronger, and America's allies are all freaking out because right now they don't really know if America can still protect them.
And to your point, Marco Rubio, I thought, hit the nail on the head during the campaign, Trevor, when he said, speaking of our allies, that they no longer trust us and our enemies no longer fear us. I guess that's the banner heading, isn't it?
Well, that is. And Reagan had a great saying, you know, it's peace through strength, peace through security. And America, while America keeps on downgrading its military, which is now way behind the Russian military and nuclear and conventional forces, the bad guys get stronger and your allies back away. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. So all your allies are freaking out right now because they see that, you know, that America's not willing to stand by them. And that's a horrible situation for all of us.
Well, without a doubt, this current administration particularly has been MIA when it comes to leadership on a global scale, although this president would look us in the eye through the camera lens and tell us that all is well. I mean, oftentimes I've referred to him as kind of the, if you remember, Baghdad Bob, when the United States was invading Iraq. He was telling the people there that, oh, America, you know, we've got them exactly where we want them. I mean, he was lying up to the very moment, and I'm going, wow, this is deja vu from our own president. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, the thing I would say is I don't think he's missing in action. I think he's on the other side. You know, really. This is a friend of mine who is a former CIA officer said this. He said, if Obama was a fully paid-up foreign agent working for Iran or Russia or something and trying to destroy America's defenses and wreck America's foreign policy, what would he be doing differently than he is today?
Yeah.
Can you name one thing?
Exactly. Well, some have referred to him as a sort of modern-day Manchurian candidate. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think he was raised in the Communist Party. He worked with communists his entire life. He's obviously got a foot in the Muslim camp as well. But he has worked with communists all the way through his career. And we're putting out a movie coming out on the 8th, and we have testimony from people who are actually in communist cells with Obama when he was in college. We have a whole bunch of information on Hillary Clinton and a whole bunch of information on some of your leading senators and congressmen who are basically working hand in glove with the Muslim Brotherhood or neo-Marxist organizations. These are people serving on the House Intelligence Committee, the Homeland Security Committee, the Armed Services Committee, the Judiciary Committee. And they are basically trashing your constitution every day.
Exactly.
Because you think about it, Bill, if you work for the government in America, an agriculture department or education department, you need an FBI security background check to get your position because they need to be able to trust you. But if you are a young radical and you pose as a liberal Democrat and you get elected to Congress, and you serve on the Armed Services Committee or the Science and Technology Committee or the Intelligence Committee, how much of an FBI security check do you need for that one?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
this is
what's happened.
None at all.
Yeah, the doors have been left wide open. You're exactly right, Trevor.
And do you think your enemies are so stupid that they would not take advantage of that?
No, not at all. I mean, the case is very clear and quite evident. And Trevor, you have been warning this country for a number of years. You did something the mainstream media refused to do, and that was to vet Barack Obama. I think you're very kind when you say his foot is in the camp. I think it's more than his foot. I think his heart and soul. His heart and soul is with the Muslim community. His heart and soul is with socialists, and therefore it leads into, you know, a communist, type of trajectory, and one that resents America. I mean, that is clear, and it was demonstrated right at the get-go when he went, he went to Turkey and went overseas and went on the apology tour for America. Which, boy, I'll tell you, if I didn't know better, I had to blink my eyes a couple times because I almost thought Jeremiah Wright was talking instead of Barack Obama.
Well, Jeremiah Wright was talking. You know, because this is the kind of, you're known by the company you keep. You know, you have a Marxist pastor. Your mentor is a Communist Party member. You get your first job in Chicago at the hands of a Communist Party supporter, Alice Palmer. You hang around with Weather Underground terrorists. You launch your career in the living room of a Weather Underground terrorist. So, yeah, well, you sort of, you know, what do you expect? What do you think
exactly
is going to happen? And we've got exactly what was predicted back in 2007 when, you know, because Americans are a very trusting people. You live in a free, prosperous country. You don't understand evil in the way that, say, you know, Europeans might. And so Americans were willing to trust this man, and look at the results.
Yeah, we're so convinced that our way of life and government is so strong and so much better than anything else, we can't even begin to consider that anything so diabolical would be let in, but yet that's exactly what we have done. We've not only let him in, but we've reelected, and we've kind of basically told him and other progressives that this is what America wants. Trevor Loudon is with us. His books, Barack Obama, The Enemies Within, and his latest, The Enemies Within, Communist, Socialist, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. Our conversation continues right after this.
The expert experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez, our conversation with Trevor Loudon, New Zealand author, speaker, and political activist. He is a socialism expert, author of Barack Obama, The Enemies Within, and The Enemies Within, Communist Socialists and Progressives in the U.S. Congress, reporting on the hijacking of the United States legislative branch by Marxists and jihadis. Trevor, to your point, we've heard this said many times here in America, that birds of a feather flock together, that we are known by the company that we keep. In light of that, why will Hillary Clinton be an extension of one Barack Obama?
Well, Hillary has got her foot in both camps as well. You know, she was mentored by the Chicago Marxist Saul Alinsky. She did a thesis on him. He was a great friend of hers, and he learned his trade from both Al Capone's mob and the Communist Party. She interned at the Communist Party law firm of Bob Truhaft and Doris Brin Walker in San Francisco. She hung around with the Black Panthers. When she then worked with a whole lot of DSA communists in the early part of her career. And when she was first lady, she tried to put several communists into high-ranking positions, like Jeanetta Cole into the Education Department and Lani Guinea into the Justice Department. Both of those failed because the Senate was more vigilant in those days. She was, even recently, you know, with the Clinton Foundation, it's been revealed that her foundation was partnering with the Skolkovo Foundation in Russia, which is really the Russian sort of Silicon Valley. And huge amounts of American technology have been funneled through that foundation into Russia, into the Russian military. And she's done very, very well out of that. But on the Muslim side of things, she's got a long-term relationship with Huma Abedin, her secretary, who's been in the news recently after splitting from her husband, Anthony Weiner. But that woman is extensively involved with Muslim Brotherhood Front. She was on the editorial board of a magazine based out of Saudi Arabia. Another member of that editorial board was a proven financier of Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. But one of the most frightening things is this. Hillary Clinton is involved in what we call the Istanbul Process. That's organized by the Organization of Islamic States. It's a 57-member NGO, the largest NGO in the world. Now, they are pushing a thing called UN Resolution 1618. Hillary has invited them to the State Department to push this. It's now passed the United Nations. It basically outlaws criticism of Islam worldwide. It will make criticism of Islam a criminal offense. And that will become part of the law in America if Hillary Clinton becomes president. And you imagine how you're going to try and fight a war on terror if you cannot even criticize Islam. If you cannot even slander Islam, you know, if you cannot say the truth about Islam.
Well, to your point, this has been the problem. Military experts, generals have all been frustrated because we haven't even defined the enemy. We're very careful, politically correct, and how, you know, to your point, we have been able to declare radical Islam. It's only been the insistence of the people and some of the media, not all the mainstream media, certainly. If anything, they've been giving cover to this alliance.
Yeah, and exactly, and it's the only reason the public even know about this is because of people like yourselves and other news outlets who publicize the truth. Well, if this law passes, you will be in breach of the law if you do that. If you say anything negative about Islam, truthful, whatever, no matter how truthful it is, you can be up on charges. And that is the situation now in Europe. That will be the situation in America. And how the heck do we expect to win this war if even the American public can't even criticize the main enemy?
Well, here it is. We have a football player who can sit down during our national anthem, but if he says one thing wrong about Islam, then he's off the field right away, isn't he?
Well, that's right. There's huge double standards here, and this will be very selectively enforced. But this is what Hillary Clinton is into, you know. In our film, we've got a film coming up, The Enemies Within. We interviewed Philip Haney, the Department of Homeland Security whistleblower, and he says quite plainly, Hillary Clinton is a security threat. She would not be allowed to drive a school bus. She wouldn't be allowed to sell you stamps at the post office, yet she may be the most powerful woman in the world in a very few months' time because she is just such a massive security risk on a whole bunch of fronts. Communist, Islamic, criminal, you name it, that she might be the most powerful woman in the world. And we've seen how Barack Obama has used the instruments of government to harass his enemies, you know, the IRS with the Tea Party and that sort of thing. What do you think Hillary Clinton would be like with her enemy? Do you think she would hold back for one minute?
Yeah, not at all. And then, of course, we have seen what she did with the State Department, even what she did as the first lady in monetizing our government. I mean, she generated something, over $5 million in monetizing the Lincoln bedroom. Of course, we're seeing all the stories now and the reports about the Clinton Global Initiative, Clinton Foundation, and on and on. Trevor, one sidebar here real quick, because this keeps coming to mind here regarding Bill Clinton. What does Hillary have over Bill Clinton? Because, you know, you understand Hillary's past and you connect all the dots there, just like we did with Barack Obama. But Bill Clinton seems like a bit of, I don't know, he's... You know, I want to say this, and some people might laugh about it because he has been the one that has created more victims. But he himself in this relationship that seems to be so goofy, him and Hillary, it's just crazy making. I mean, what does she have over him?
Well, I think they're both complicit in so many crimes. You know, like you keep your friends, you keep your enemies closest to you, don't you? Well,
right.
Bill and Hillary are a criminal partnership, and look, you've got to realize, you know, people think Bill is a moderate. You know, Bill was going to the Soviet Union and communist Czechoslovakia in 1969-1970, staying with the family of a high-ranking Czech Communist Party official. He went to Italy when he was the governor of Arkansas to meet with the Communist Party officials in Turin. You know, he was mentored, he was funded by a Marxist Bernard Rappaport, a billionaire out of Texas, an insurance magnate who was the son of a Russian revolutionary communist. So look, Bill is just as bad as Hillary, but Bill gets distracted. He's got little habits, little hobbies that sort of keep him off track. But Hillary doesn't have that problem. Hillary is focused, and she will be able to do what Bill got sidetracked from doing. You know, Bill spent most of his presidency fighting off scandals. Hillary Clinton won't care about scandals. She'll just go for it. She'll try and close America down effectively.
Well, it's really teed up for her when you think about what Barack Obama has done, and we talk about the continuation of his legacy. Hillary is a continuation. This is Barack Obama 2.0 if she's elected.
Well, look, you put it this way. The first thing they're going to do, and Chuck Schumer has promised this, they're going to legalize every illegal immigrant in the country and give them amnesty within the first 100 days. Now, just think of the consequences of that. Mitt Romney lost the last election by 2.5 million votes. There are between 12 and 40 million illegals in the country. When they're given voting rights, they will vote 80 to 90% Democrat. That will give the Democrats, under Hillary Clinton, anywhere between 8 and 30 million new votes. How is there ever going to be another Republican president under those conditions?
That ought to be the wake-up call for America today, Trevor Loudon. Trevor Loudon, Thank you so much for being with us.
I just say, if people want to see the movie or pre-order the movie, go to enemieswithinmovie.com. enemieswithinmovie.com. You can see a trailer of the movie there, and you can pre-order DVDs, and I encourage people to do so. You will be shocked.
Yes, and we'll link it on our website as well. Trevor Loudon on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online, although we love it when you connect with us, no matter how you do it, online, you know, around this country and 280-plus affiliates or around the world via shortwave, we welcome you to Bill Martinez Live. We got a whole lot to talk about. I know you're probably still, you know, seething and as you're swallowing down your hot coffee this morning after hearing what David Stockman had to say. But that's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're facing, regardless of what the elites would want to tell us, like everything is all okay. Don't you feel sometimes that you're being patted on the head? You know, somebody's patting, it's okay, you know, it's not so bad that you're having to work three jobs and you're not making as much money. But, you know, this is from David Stockman, the father of Reaganomics. When you look back before Bill Clinton, how well this country was doing and, you know, supply side. But you got the Keynesians who have come in, and the Keynesians give you, you know, responses like Nancy Pelosi that says, hey, you know, we need people on unemployment because when they're on unemployment, they're contributing to the economy. Yeah, but what expense? You're like taking it out of our pocket. You're putting it into the other pocket and trying to claim benefit for it. Are you kidding? I mean, she actually said that. I mean, you know, somebody's going to write a book on all the crazy things that Nancy Pelosi has come up with. Certainly that's one of them. The other one was you got to pass it, right? You got to pass it to find out what's in it. You know, surprise, like Pop Goes the Weasel here. Unbelievable. But the frightening thing and the frightening reality for us to get our brains around is what David had to say in terms of, you know, what real jobs have been created since 2000? Not one bread-winning, positive, net-gaining job since 2000. That is why we're hurting. We're looking at all the wrong things. You know, they keep shuffling the deck. They come up with these goofy words like narrative and all this, and somehow they're going to talk about the it's still about the economy, ladies and gentlemen, and we got to get a handle on this. And I would say to start your education, it would go a long way, is you need to get a copy of David's book, Trumped. this will open up your eyes and begin to give us some ideas that we need in order to push back on these 12 unelected officials that are driving our economy. And listening to them, I'm figuring, for some reason, I just have this sense that they don't have it. I mean, either they just haven't figured it out. And they're figuring, and this is the nature of progressives, is they go, well, we'll get the answer down the road. You know, we'll just stay the course. The answer will come. We just haven't lived long enough to prove that God doesn't exist. But, you know, if we keep saying, you know, we know the answer is there, so we'll just stay the course, right? It's that kind of silliness. But meanwhile, what is it costing us? What is it costing, the 99%? This is why the 99% is grumbling with True Cause. But we need to take a break, okay? We need to lighten up a little bit for just a moment. And the one and only good news girl, I'm talking about Sam, Samantha Mills Mao, will be one to calm us down here. Sam, I apologize for taking up some of your time, but we needed to talk about this conversation that we just had with David Stockman, but we need you to kind of bring us back to center here, let us breathe and calm down, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Your mission, should you accept it. Calm us down.
I'll do my best.
Hey, give us some good news from the internet, like this sick teacher that was so blessed by 400 students. What a neat story, Sam.
This is a really cool story. This was actually shared by musician, Tim McGraw. We all love him. This is a teacher, Ben Ellis, who unfortunately, since this happened, has passed away.
Oh.
But what a beautiful, beautiful thing he witnessed before he died. And so the entire student body, which was like 400 plus students and faculty, all came to his house and sang and prayed for him outside his window before he died, because they wanted to show their support and their love for him. They said he was definition of a teacher and a role model. And, right up until the end, he was feeling the love and support of God. And it was an absolutely beautiful thing that they witnessed.
Can you imagine, Sam? That is so cool. I mean, what a heart of a student body, of a community to bless, a teacher like this. I mean, you can't buy that, Sam.
That's right. I mean, it's just, and how often do you see people, students, especially high school students, and at least the faculty and staff too, reaching out in prayer like that, what an amazing school they must go to. It's Christ Presbyterian Academy in Nashville.
Mm.
And he was their Latin teacher. And,
wow.
And we love teachers.
They still teach Latin, huh? I took Latin in high school.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That would be, what a very cool subject to teach and learn. So, and to teach Latin and make it so that the kids love it and enjoy it, because that's not exactly an easy topic to approach. I wouldn't think that was an easy subject to learn.
No, it's not. They call it a dead language, but I'm telling you, it is. And some would say they understand why, but that's a whole other conversation. Our next story, a school bus driver saves 20 children from a fire. What was going on?
Well, Renita Smith was driving a school bus up in Maryland, and she noticed it smoking as she pulled over, and the bus had caught fire. So there was 20 children from Glenarden Woods Elementary School. It was just in College Park. And she went on and made sure every single student was lost. She just, she didn't think anything of it. She didn't think twice. She just ran up there. And they said that this bus is a long bus. This isn't, this isn't just some small school bus. She went through while this bus is smoking, which ended up getting completely engulfed in flame.
Wow.
And she went through and checked through every seat to make sure every student was out. There wasn't somebody hiding back there scared. And, thank God for, school bus drivers are not paid a lot, and they're not, they're not expected to put their lives on the line.
They don't get fire pay. They just drive the bus, the whole deal. Wow. Incredible.
And, thank God she was the kind of person who just, she obviously has a love for those children.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I'm sure all the parents are very grateful.
Yeah, wonderful. Great story. Now, we've got another sweet story here about an employee going above and beyond. You know, a heartbroken customer. You know, when you work around customers, you get them running the full gamut. But this one, there was a situation where someone's heart was broken.
Well, so this is actually really cool because your name is Tanya, and she's from Capital One. Mm-hmm. And she decided to give a kind-hearted gesture to a young lady who had recently gone through a breakup with her fiancé. So this wasn't just a breakup with a boyfriend. They thought they were going to spend their lives together.
Right.
And whenever... So the whole thing started whenever Christina Grady, mm-hmm. she had been dumped by her fiancé, and she had changed her address. And when Capital One called her because of suspicious activity or whatever was going on, Tanya was the one who called. Mm. And when she found out what had happened with Christina, she said, you know what? I'm going to give you 4,500 free miles to ease the pain of your heartbreak. I want you to go somewhere, take a trip, and relax and enjoy yourself. So, wow, first of all, what a pleasant surprise after you go through something as traumatizing as a breakup. And yes. then she gets a message from her fiancé, or her ex-fiancé, I'm sorry, mm. and he's had flowers delivered to his house for her.
Oh, wow.
And she goes by to get them while he was at work, and it was from Tanya, the lady at Capital One, saying that she was so glad she got to talk to her and, you know, wishing her the best. What an amazing employee we have over there.
Exactly, exactly. Well, we got less than a minute left real quick because I want to have you tell the folks about this woman using couponing to feed 30,000 people in need. Boy, I'll tell you, that's ingenuity.
Lauren Perrier up in New Jersey actually decided she wanted to have 30,000 meals delivered to people who were food insecure by her 30th birthday. This was on her 29th, and she used couponing to do it, which is a really interesting way to go about this. If you've ever seen people flip coupons, they can really save a lot of money. That's something we could all do, you know, go down and go a double coupon day and then take that food down to the food kitchen. But she did it for 30,000 people. So
wow, that is terrific. These are good news stories, and they're linked on our website at Bill Martinez Live. Go to Sam's Corner. If you have any ideas, send her an email. Say, hey, Sam, I got a great idea for you. She'd love to hear from you. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 19 before the top of the hour. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Single day promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
How excellent is thy name, O Lord? How excellent is thy name? Heaven and earth together proclaim. How excellent is thy name?
Before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and I'll tell you, no matter how many times I hear his music and hear his voice, it's chicken skin time. You know what I'm talking about? What I'm talking about is Larnell Harris. He's with us right now. He's the only person in history to be a member of the Gospel Music Hall of Fame, the Amateur Radio Hall of Fame, the Kentucky Music Hall of Fame, admired by fans and peers alike for his majestic tenor voice. Larnell has become the epitome of talent and integrity in a career that spans over 3 decades. He's garnered numerous accolades for his music, including 5 Grammy Awards, 11 Dove Awards, 3 of which were for Male Vocalist of the Year, and a Stellar Award. Needless to say, the awards go on, and he has been a blessing to one and all. Larnell Harris, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I am great, Bill, and good to be with you. And boy, I recognize some of those songs.
I would hope so. Especially, I mean, they're just such iconic hits, and as I say, very special to all of us. And I'm especially blessed when you and Sandy Patty get together. It is just really special.
You know, that's been a great relationship, way past music over the years. I'm so thankful for that. And that's one of the things that I'm proudest of, and that is the relationships that have been developed, the teamwork that has been developed, because, you know, we all figure out that we're kind of in the same business. You know, music mm-hmm. is the tool we use, but the end result is to tell people that there is a way out there. The Bible says that he is the truth, that he is the life, and that is, of course, the Lord Jesus. And we want to remind people, you know, my prayer hasn't changed one iota since I first started, Bill. Lord, right. Put something in my heart. Teach me how to give it away. And that's I'm thankful that he's been doing that over the years.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your gift with us. You have given us some special insight of what it's going to be like in heaven with nonstop praising of our Lord and Savior and the voices that will come together from every race and creed and from every nation. It's going to be real special, isn't it, Larnell?
It really is, and guess what? You're going to be singing too, Bill. We're all going to be singing and dancing around that throne. You know what? And we won't be looking at our watch. You know,
right.
I know some of us have trouble staying in an hour. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is
right.
24 hours, whatever that is. Okay, whatever mm-hmm. it's for eternity, and I pray that every believer is looking forward to that.
Well, Larnell, you started at an early age. I mean, 9 years old. You're drumming. Like most musicians and people of your exception, you know, started early, and then for you, as you said, it became obvious that this is what God wanted you to do. Tell our audience a little bit about your early beginnings.
Oh, man, there was a lady in town who, in Danville, Kentucky,
yes.
who taught piano lessons to every kid in town, whether they wanted them or not. And I certainly did not want them, but my mother had other ideas. And yeah. Miss Georgia Dunahy was her name, and she found out that I could carry a tune, and she started to take me around to various places to sing, and you know, I didn't sing very much. You know, this was sort of between me and my family. I was a boy soprano, Bill, and I gotta tell you, there is no growing up with your peers like being a boy soprano. The,
right.
the ladies in the church would just cry when they'd hear me sing the hymns and stuff, but the kids my own age would laugh and throw things. But I gotta tell you, it wasn't until years later that I really appreciated what Miss Georgie was about. She was just a lady in town who played for the church and, you know, the choirs and stuff. She saw something in not only me, but in other kids in town, wanted to expose them to good music, and she didn't want anything. She didn't want anything. And so as I look back, I see many instances of people that God just put in my life for a particular time. And yes, at 9 years old, in our church back there in Danville, I have a picture of that. This little kid standing with a cowboy bow tie, Miss Georgie playing the piano, and singing, beginning to sing these songs of praise, which was a beginning of I believe of the Lord kind of laying out what I was going to be doing for Him for the rest of my life.
And it wasn't until college when you started getting some formal training, right? So up until then, you have this incredible voice and gift, but then it's time to discipline it and come Western Kentucky University, right?
Exactly. And I studied voice 4 years there, got my degree in music, and it was a degree in education. And you know, because I think you have a responsibility. We all have a gift. But you have the responsibility to hone it and to find out how it works so that you can get the very best out of it and give your very best to the Lord. So that's what I did. And then I started, my first gig was as a drummer with a group called the Spurlows.
Spurlows, right.
Because
exactly.
I loved playing, and I played some in Vegas, and I played behind some of the country artists. And I mean, I really was, that's what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And one day, one of the arrangers for our group brought in a song. It was called "Oh Happy Day," and he said, "Listen, sing this for the guys here." Thurlow Spur was the guy who was kind of headed the Spurlows. He said, "Sing this," because I hadn't sung a note. I'd been out there about 6 months, hadn't sung a note, because singing to me was French chanson and German Lieder and Elizabethan love songs. I mean, you know, it was a whole different thing. And so I started singing "Oh Happy Day," and that ended up being my first solo on tour with this group called the Spurlows. And they put my drums on a cart. Listen, if you all you drummers out there, don't ever let anybody do that. But they put my drums on a cart, put a microphone on it, and the next season I was singing some solos in the program, which we call the Splendor of Sacred Songs, but I was also playing, kicking the band, you know, from a cart with wheels on it. And the choreographers forgot that, you know, microphones at that time, we weren't using many wireless mics, had wires, and so every once in a while I'd be playing a lick and grabbing a drum and keeping it up on the cart at the same time.
That's
but it was
funny.
A great experience, and I am so thankful that that I had it.
And of course, after that, then you're with the Gaither Vocal Band from 84 to 87. Now, is that when you and Sandy Patty first got together?
You know what? We were together a little bit before that, and I don't, you know, it's hard for me. I don't do things in terms of specific times, but it was before that. We got a call from Don Marsh, and some of the boys in Nashville were producing a Christmas CD, a Christmas record at that time, I guess it would be.
Right.
And they called Sandy and wanted to know if she'd be interested in making the song a duet, and would she be interested in doing that with me. And they called me and asked me the same thing. And I knew Sandy, but we had not really met formally. And I said, you know what, I pray about these kind of things. And he said, good Lord, yes, let's try that. Let's do that. And so we got, in fact, when we recorded it the first time, we our schedules wouldn't even allow us to get into the studio together. But we recorded that, and I got off of an airplane in St. Louis someplace about 6 months later, and somebody saw me at the baggage claim and said, man, I love that duet. Well, it had been some time since we'd recorded that, and I said, well, what duet?
Yes.
And this song was playing all over the place. It was written by Lanny Wolf, and I just saw him not too long ago, and it was a song that really sort of has helped people talk about their testimony. What does God mean to you? What does the life in Christ mean to you? Well, the Bible says that He's more than we can ever ask or think, and this song says He's more than wonderful.
More than
miraculous,
right.
And it has been a joy to be a part of sharing that.
And then 2 years after that, I've Just Seen Jesus in 1985 that you two recorded. Larnell, as we wrap things up here, again, awards have come your way right after another, it seems. And here recently, you're honored at the 83rd Annual National Convention of Gospel Choirs and Choruses. You have been such a blessing. You have been blessed, rightfully so. And we cannot thank you enough. I guess the big takeaway in these last remaining seconds that we have together, you know, for believers, what would you say to them?
You know, the Bible says, do this: seek first the kingdom of God and all of His righteousness. All these things will be added. What you have described is what God has done in my life. But you know what? He wants to do the same thing in terms of getting His word out through every believer, the same thing that He's doing with me. The command to share your faith is not for the professionals only. It is for all of us
who
are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I challenge you to go out and share your testimony. There's someone waiting to hear it.
Exactly. Hall of Fame vocalist Larnell Harris on Bill Martinez. Larnell, thank you so much. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing